President Biden's offering a harsh assessment of Israel's ongoing offensive in Gaza, even as diplomats try to find some kind of ceasefire deal. I'm Ben Thomas with the latest. Early Friday morning in Rafah City in southern Gaza, injured being wheeled on gurneys into the Kuwaiti hospital following another Israeli airstrike. At least 13 people killed the day before.
The conduct of the response.
President Biden speaking to reporters at the White House Thursday night.
In the Gaza Strip has been over the top.
The latest strikes followed Prime Minister Benjamin Netanyahu's rejection of Hamas's ceasefire terms and his vow to expand Israel's offensive into the city on the mostly sealed border with Egypt, where more than half of Gaza's population has fled. Biden vows he'll continue pressing tirelessly for an extended pause in fighting and the release of the remaining hostages. And he says,
I've been pushing really hard to get humanitarian assistance into Gaza. There are a lot of innocent people who are starving, a lot of innocent people who are in trouble and dying.
Ben Thomas, Washington.
COTA has turned up the frequency. Buses are running more often across central Ohio. Starting this September, you'll see expanded weekend service on the east and north sides, including Eastern and Polaris corridors. Plus, there are added weekday trips downtown from New Albany, Canal Winchester, and Tuttle. It's more service, more connections, and more ways to move across the city. Discover the enhanced schedule at COTA.com/service changes. That's COTA.com/service changes.